Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Lamed in Masechta Shabbos, the 191st daf in Shas, and the beginning of a beautiful Shas Sugya Rebbe Eliezer de Mila. The Perek ostensibly deals with the halachos of Mila, and deals with many parts of Ilchos Mila. However, it begins to discuss Mila in the context, of course, of Ilchos Shabbos, and that is what malachos would be permissible to be done for Mila on Shabbos. Mila is a chabura. It's an injury to the body. However, the Gemara will tell us later on that we learn from the pasuk, Bayom Hashmini, Hashmini, the eighth day, it doesn't matter what day of the week, there is a mitzvah to do Mila. Our Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer particularly, deals with ancillary parts to the Mila. Says Rabbi Lezer, Lezer Aymer, Imloi Hevi Klimeir Shabbos, Mevioi B'Shabbos. Migula, it has to be revealed. The Gemara Rashi points out, explains why specifically want it revealed. Ubisakana, and a time of Sakana, when the Gentiles had prohibited Mila. Unfortunately, throughout our history, this has happened many times, and even our own generation, still, it hasn't entirely abated. Mechaseyu al pi evim. You're allowed to cover it with the awareness of Edim that this is a knife that's specifically for Mila, so that people will not be choshed that he's carrying it for other purposes. You're allowed to cut wood in order to create coals that are necessary to create the heat that's necessary to forge a steel knife. Rabbi Akiva gave us a rule. Kol melacha shev shalasos erev Shabbos, any melacha that you could have done on erev Shabbos, ein adoicha es haShabbos. Any melacha that could have been done on erev Shabbos should not be done on Shabbos. Umila shev shalasos erev Shabbos doch es haShabbos. And when it comes to those things that you cannot do on erev Shabbos, for example, Mila, if you have the girsa of Mila over here, which, as you see, is a big discussion in the Mefarshim. So then, in such a case, either way, whatever we're talking about, those things that are EF Shalah Sosa, so then that on Erev Shabbos can't be done on Shabbos, that should be done on Shabbos. Gemara begins, Ibolu, Taima de Rebbe Eliezer. What is the reason of Rebbe Eliezer that says that you're supposed to walk specifically with a knife that's revealed? Mishum Chavivi Mitzvah? Is it because the mitzvah is dear and you want to show that it's dear? You want to show that you're excited to do this mitzvah? To the point that you're even Mechal Shabbos, Rashi explains. Odomo Mishum Chshada. Or is it because we're afraid that people will see him and say, wait a second, why is he carrying on Shabbos? So we show him, no, this is not Stam, someone who's carrying something in a bag. He's carrying a knife, and that you're allowed to carry Shabbos. L'may nafkamina, what is nafkamina? L'asuye mechus al pi Eidim, to carry it when it's covered with Eidim. To have, you let Eidim know, you should know that this is a circumcision knife. I'amrit mishum chaviva mitzvah megulim mechus alop. If you're going to say that it's chivuva mitzvah, so then it should only be done revealed. However, it's because of chshad, if it's covered, even if it's covered, then it's going to be okay, as long as you have the Eidim know about. My, itmar amr of Levi, lo amr of Lazar, ella, l'chivuvei mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer only said this for chivuvei mitzvah. For that reason, it should be megula. Tanya nami yachim yivu megula vei mechusa d'ver Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Ravashi masnisa nami deka diktani u'bishas ha-sakana mechaseu al piyedim. It says specifically at a time of sakana when the Gentiles prohibited it. That's mashma b'sakana in b'shelo b'sakana lo. That when it's not a sakana, you're supposed to leave it revealed. Why? Shma mina mishum chivuvei mitzvah. Shma mina. We hear from here that's due specifically because of chivuvei mitzvah. Mark continues to put a period before the wide lines. Tanya idach meviyah migulavei meviyah michusa direb eliezer. If you don't, Mishum Eliezer, no, you can have you b'shasta sakana sheyimivim mechusa al pi eid. Now, they used to bring it when it was covered with eid. Gemara has a shaili boilu eidim dekamar. This that we say eidim iu v'chad. Does it mean that he and someone else is enough? Odilma hu v'trei he and another two. Tashma kamer, I'll bring you a proof of the sakana in case of the sakana mechase al pi eidim. It was covered through Adam. If you can say it's with him and another two, then the plural Adam makes sense. My Adam, why do you use the plural? Bar says, it means he and the other will become Adam. They have the potential to become Adam. You're right. Right now it's Huve Eid Echad. But the expression Adam is used because eventually he and someone else can become Eidim. That's what Alpi Eidim means. We continued in our Mishnah. We learned, V'odama Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said you're allowed to cut wood that would ultimately be used to fashion a circumcision knife. Tan Rabbanim, Kaimosh Rabbi Eliezer, Hayukarsin Eitzin Lassus Pcham and Lassus Barzel B'Shamis. That was what took place in Rabbi Eliezer's town, as we described in our Mishnah. B'mkomashor Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in the place of Yosi Aglili, haya oichlin b'sar oif b'chalav. They would even eat chicken with milk. They didn't have that gezera. Leve ikve leve Yosef. The Gemara now continues with a story that brings out this idea. Levi ikla leve Yosef rishpa. Levi went to the house of Yosef, who was a trapper of fowl. Krivale Resha de Tavusa Bechava. They brought to him a fancy bird that was dipped in milk. Lo achal, he didn't eat it. We mentioned earlier that there were opinions that held that there is no Isser of Basar of Vechalav. Kiasle Kameh de Rebbe. Amalei, Rebbe was very critical about this. Amai loy tishamtinu, why didn't you put him in cherim? Amalei, Levi explained, not everybody who goes against halacha is necessarily should be put in cherim. It depends why, how, and where. Asrei, here's the where. Asrei, Rebbe Yehuda ben Meseira have it. It was the area of Rebbe Yehuda ben Meseira. Va'amina, and I thought, Dilma darish lu k'Rebbe Yosi ba'Aglili, maybe he followed the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi Aglili? This not, as we learned in a Mishnah in Chulin on Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Nemar loy soichlu kol nevela. On the one hand, the pasuk says you shall not eat an unslaughtered animal. V'nemar, there's also another famous pasuk, which was actually in last week's parasha, loy sivashel gadiba chalevi mai, that appears three times in the Torah. Esha asum mishum nevela asul avashel b'chalav. Bechalav. The Torah means to equate the Isser of Nevela and the Isser of Basar Bechalav. There are a lot of interesting equations in these three paces that the Torah has. Lo Savasho Gadiba Chalevimo. Here in Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk starts off, Lo Yisoichlu Kol Nevela. You shall not eat a Vela. And then it says, Lo Yisavasho Gadiba Chalevimo. Parshas Mishpatim that we just had, it had Reishis Bikurei Admas Chatavi Beis Hashem Lekecha Lo Yisavasho Gadiba Chalevimo. Chazal are interested in that equation, and in our Gemara, they're interested in the equation between Nevela, and particularly Rabbi Yossi, and Basar B'chalav. Esha Asa Mishum Nevela, those animals that are part of the prohibition of Nevela that require an appropriate Shechita Asa Vashel. B'chalav, those are prohibited to eat, to cook with milk. Oif, sha'asim mishum nevela, but fowl, that is, asim mishum nevela, yachal, because it also requires shechita, yachal ye'asla vashel b'chalav, tamalomar b'chalevi moi, yatsa oif, she'en lai, chelev aim. It doesn't have, its mother doesn't give off milk. Birds don't give off milk. Hence, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there is no, the iser of basar oif b'chalav,
and the Torah is coming to be matir it. Rabbi Yitzchak, Ir Achas Hoysa Beretz Yisrael, Shoyi Oysen Kurebi Eliezer. There was a city in Eretz Yisrael that followed Rabbi Eliezer, that they used to be Mechalo Shabbos for Mila. And not only Chilul Shabbos of the Chabura of the Mila, but we learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer said, Kor Simeitzim Lasos Bechamin Lasos Kli Barzel, that you're allowed to cut off wood that will ultimately make a knife. V'hayu Meisim Bizmanam. Not only that, the people died at an elderly age. Shelo Bizmanam Chas V'Chalila is at an early age. Bizmanon is an elderly age. V'lo Yehoidel Shabam Achas Gozra Malchus Harish Gzeirah Yisrael. One time, the evil kingdom decreed on Klal Yisrael Ala Mila that there was a prohibition for Mi'ila. V'al Oysayir Loi Gozru. But they did not make a Gzeirah on that city. That city was spared because they were mechalel the Torah in order to be mekayim the Torah al pi dine hatayra. We now continue on with a beautiful Gemara about the chashivus of being mekabel mitzvos besimcha. The noise that you might be hearing in the background is we're coming back, my wife and I, from the airport in order to be able to continue the daf yomi. While learning with the Talmidim, it's only b'schus my wife's Mesiras Nefesh. She's doing the driving while I do the recording. The Gemara continues, Tanya Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem besimcha, every mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted to do besimcha, kigoy mila. For example, mila, Dichziv, the Pasuk says, Sasa neichal marsecha kemaitzei shalom rav. I rejoiced on your sayings as if finding a beautiful bounty. If you pay attention during the bris, that is one of the things that the Moel sings. What does that have to do with Mila? How do we know that it corresponds to Mila? So the Mefarshim point out that that Mizmar in Tehillim, which is Mizmar Kuf Yud Tes, corresponds specifically to the mitzvah of Mila. There's a famous Gemara Rashi quotes in Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel on the Beis that David went into a bathhouse undressed and he thought that he didn't have mitzvahs, and then he reminded himself that he had the mitzvah of Mila. This, of course, has great significance, a little bit beyond that we could discuss in the Daf Yomi, but this is the reference that Rashi makes, that it is a mitzvah that we are joyous about because it is something that stays with us forever. Einon mochichos kol shah, Rashi says. It's not dependent on every time. It is with us from the moment that we have the bris till the moment that we pass away. Adam yisaydai may offer, v'saifai may offer, and that's one mitzvah that stays with him forever. So, they were mekablanat with them besimcha, sasa nochel im rosecha. Tosis also adds that Avram Avinu made a Mishta Gadol B'Yomi Gomel Es Yitzchak, so that also corresponds to Yitzchak's bris, and Chazal say that means the eighth day of Mila. So for that reason, the Pasuk says, Sasanocha al-Mesach Mas'shal Rav, Adayin Osanosa B'Simcha, that's something that's still done by Klal Yisrael B'Simcha. I'm going down highway, famous highway, Highway 1 in Eretz Yisrael, where the Tel Aviv highway, and there are many, many, many different types of Jews that you see, you pass by, you see them in the car, but there's one mitzvah. Many of them, unfortunately, are not Shomer Shabbos. Many of them are starting to come more, and many of them don't feel attached to many mitzvahs. But for some reason, the mitzvah of Mila, since we were Mekabla B'Simcha, has stayed in Klal Yisrael and is continually done B'Simcha, despite the pain and the trepidation in the eyes of parents when they give their son a circumcision. Adayinos also besimcha. Kol mitzvah shekiblu aleihem biktata, and every mitzvah that they were mekabel with machloikis, kigoyin arayos, like when it comes to the iser of arayos, sexual promiscuity, tichsiv, there it was, Klal Yisrael was not so happy that Moshe Rabbeinu was reining them in. Tichsiv ayishma Moshe esam bochel mishpechosav, that Moshe heard them crying. The Torah describes when Klal Yisrael had the challenges of the Meraglim. However, Chazal understand that it says specifically in the Mishbechaysav, Al Iske Mishbechaysav, that it had to do with the rules of Mishbachos, and they weren't happy for all about all the Hagdarim. Adayin also Adayin, continues the Gemara, still, Osanosa Biktata, there still is Machloikis. Deleko Ksuba, Delo Ramu Batigra, famous expression. There's no Ksuba that there isn't a little bit of Machloikis. So every time there's a little bit of difficulty in deciding whether it's going to be flop, shmap, or whatever it might be, that's a kiyum of this Deleko Ksuba, Delo Ramu Batigra. Tanya, we learn in Bryce, Shim Lazarayim, Komis, Shemasu Yisrael Atzman, Aleim Lemisa, Bishas Gzira Hamalchus, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael was moser nefesh for, that they were willing to give themselves over to the Gzeres HaMalchus, Kigoyin Avoidis Kecham Umila, Adayini Muchzokus Biyodam. Those mitzvahs, they're still holding on to strong. Avodazara, not to be Nuchshon Avodazara, Mila. V'chom mitzvah Shalom Asru Yisrael Atzman Aleim, the Misa, B'shas Gzeres HaMalchus, and those things that they didn't taste strong on, Kigon Tfilin, like when it comes to Tfilin, Adayin hi mirupa biyadam. It's still weak in their hands. What does it mean that they were weak in regards to tefillin? Damar biyanei tefillin tzricha gufnaki kelisha bal knafayim. That a tefillin requires a clean body, like when it came to Elisha, the man of wings. We're going to see in a moment what that means. Mahi, what does it mean, a clean body? Amar Abaye shlo yefiach bem, you shouldn't pass gas in them. Rav Amar shlo yishem bahem, that you shouldn't sleep in them. Now the Gemara explains what was the amazing thing of Elisha Baal Knafayim. V'amai kar le Elisha Baal Knafayim. This Gemara appears in a few places. We have the Gemara discussing this earlier on Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, as well as on Brachos Nun Gimel on the base. So we've done this Gemara already three times. Now that we've done 191 Dapim in Shas, the Gemara says that Shapam Achas Gozer Malchus Harosha Gzeir Al Yisrael. One time, the evil kingdom decreed Al Yisrael Shakol Ameniach Tefillin Al Roisha Yikru Esmocho. Their brains should be pulled out. Vayir Elisha Ameniach Tefillin. Elisha put on tefillin, v'yatzel l'shuk, and he went to the marketplace. V'ru kazdar echad rotz milfanav, v'rotz acharav. There was a policeman that ran after him. Kiman shigia etzlo, and the policeman caught up to this yeshiva bacher, this avreich, who wasn't as in good shape as the policeman, although there's a mitzvah for yeshiva bacher and avreich is also to stay in shape. Kiman shigia etzlo, when he caught up to him, natam erosho, Elisha took it off his head, va'achzam biyado, and held in his hand. Amale my biyadcha. Policeman said to him, what's in your hand? Amale kanfeyona, the wings of a dove. Pasha des yado v'nimtzuba kanfeyona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, and sure enough, the tefillin turned into wings of the dove. L'ficha chayikarina said, Baal Knafayim. In remembrance of that miracle, they called him Baal Knafayim. Maishna kanfeyona, to Amale. Why say specifically the wings of a dove? Lo Amale sharofos. Mishum Dedami Knesset Yisrael Yonah, because Klal Yisrael is like a Yonah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Im Tishkovum Bein Shvatayim Kanfe Yonah Nechpo Bakesef Evrosea Birakreg Cha Roots. That the Pasuk in Tehillim describes the beauty of Klal Yisrael metaphoric terms, and describes it as being of silver and of wings of gold, and it's described as a Yonah. My Yonah zeh knafayim meginos aleh. Why specifically a Yonah in Tehillim? Because just like a Yonah, its wings protected. Af Yisrael mitzvos meginos aleh. So to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvos, its mitzvos, protect Klal Yisrael. One note in regards to Mesiras Nefesh, we're driving down the 38 highway in Eretz Yisrael on the way from Yerushalayim to Ramat Beit Shemesh. And not far from here, unfortunately, there were terrorist attacks. In fact, the bus that I ride on, the bus stop actually had a bombing just a couple of years ago. There's been, in our last years, unfortunately, many that have been killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. Early on, in one of the intifadas, Reb Tzvi Kushelevsky pointed out that there is a medrash that says that when Klal Yisrael is weak in a particular midah, so then that midah is grabbed by its enemies. And when Klal Yisrael is weak in the midah of Mesiras Nefesh, so then, just like our Gemara said, that we still pay the price for not accepting things b'simcha, not doing things b'mesiris nefesh. So too, to this day, if we are weak in mesiris nefesh, then chas v'chalila, the whole phenomenon, he pointed out, phenomenon of we've had worse Jewish enemies of the Jewish people than even the Intifada. However, the midah of mesiris nefesh, of the notion of suicide bombers, is something that is a new phenomenon, the ultimate expression of evil mesiris nefesh. And Rav Tzvi thought that it was a message for Klal Yisrael to be mechazek in its own mesiris nefesh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba bar Rav Ada Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kam achas shachichu v'lo yviyu izemel b'shabbos. One time they forgot, and they brought a knife on Shabbos because they had forgotten on Erev Shabbos. V'yviyu b'shabbos derech gagos v'derech atzeres. They brought it through the roofs and the chatzeros. Now, we're going to see that to carry on the roof is, or through a chatzer that doesn't have an Erev, is often an Isser derabanan. Shelo beratzon et Rabbi Eliezer. It was not according to the will of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer said that you can be Mechal Shabbos for an Izemel, to which motivates the Gemara to ask the following question. Maskevla Rabbi Yosef. Shelo beratzon Rabbi Eliezer. Was it not according to the will of Rabbi Eliezer? Adarabia. Rabbi Eliezer Udashari, Rabbi Eliezer said it is permissible. Didn't Rabbi Eliezer teach us that the halacha is that it's acceptable to be chalik, even Yisurei D'Araisa? Says the Gemara, V'chitem ha-shalob ratzon Rabbi Eliezer D'Shari ha-filu b'rishus ha-rabim. Maybe what it means, it wasn't the ratzon of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer even said you could carry it b'rishus ha-rabim, not just b'chatzeros, where there was no Erev chatzeros. Ela beratzon Rabbanan, but they were following the will of the Rabbanan, the sheet of the Rabbanan, the Asru Derech Rishus Haram that prohibited carrying in the Rishus Haram, Visharu Derech Gagos Derech Hatzeres Vikarfizvos. That they, unlike Rabbi Eliezer, prohibited in the Rishus Haram and only allowed through the Chatzer. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand this distinction. Umi Shari? And in such a case, could the Rabbanan differentiate between the two? V'hatanya. But didn't we learn in a Brisan Erevin on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, Kishem Shem Avin Oisim Derech Rishus Harabim, that just like there's an Isur D'Oraisa to carry something through the Rishus Harabim, Kach E Mavino Solo Derech Gagos V'lo Derech Kafifios V'lo Derech Chatzeros, that there's an Isur D'Rabbanan. And it can't just simply be that the Rabbanan just ignored the Yisr D'Rabbana. El Amar Rav Ashi, Shelo Beratzon Rebbe Elazar, Umachlukaso, Ela Beratzon Rebbe Shimon. It was not in accordance with the will of Rebbe Eliezer and his Bar Plukta the Rabbanan, who say that there should be an Yisr D'Rabbana, Derech Kagos V'Chatzeros, as well. Ela Baratz Rabbi Shimon, rather following Rabbi Shimon. This is not, as we learned in the Mishnah, again, Erevin as well. Chav Kimol on the base. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Echad Gagois, Ve'echad Karfifios, Ve'echad Chatzeres, Kulun Rishus, Echad Hein, Lekelim, Sheshavsu, Besoichan. They are considered, a Chatzer is considered a unified Rishus for all the Kelim that were resting there on the onset of Shabbos. And not for the utensils that were beforehand inside of the house. Rashi explains, when the Shabbos began, it was in the Chatzer. If it was in the house, you can't take them out.
Elafilu irvu metaltu bayis lechatzel lo yitziu klei abayis mechatzel zu lechaverta shelo irva ima. You're not allowed to take it out from one to the next. So if the zema was resting there in the chatzer for the beginning of Shabbos, then in such a case, one would be allowed to move the izemel throughout the chatzer, and that was the case in which they had said that according to Rabbi Shimon, one would be allowed to move the izemel. The Gemara now continues, once we've discussed the halachos of a chatzer, that's something that rests in a chatzer before and one's allowed to carry, the Gemara discusses the halachos of mavui. The Be'er Halach in Simin Shin Samach Gimel Dibar Maschel Asru bears out that when it comes to a mavui according to most Rishonim is a Rishus Hayachid Minatorah. What is a mavui? A mavui is the best way we would describe it for those of you who are familiar with city streets is a dead end street. It is a street that is closed with buildings on three sides. It is open into a Rishus HaRabim on the fourth. And there are chatzeros, there are courtyards that have houses inside of them that open into this mavui. Min HaTorah, one is allowed to carry in that mavui. However, Midrabanan, they instituted that since it resembled a Rishus HaRabim, it looked so much like a Rishus HaRabim, that one needs to construct a lechi to be able to go there. So Gemara says like this: Boy minei Rabbi Zeir Ravasi, Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Zeir asked of Rabbi Yassi, mavui shelo nishtatfu bo, a mavui that they didn't do an eruv inside. Ma'alut altol bekula. What's halacha about carrying inside of it? Mi amrinan kichatzer dami. Do we say it's like a chatzer? Ma chatzer afagavilo yervu. Just like it comes to a chatzer, even though they didn't make an eruv, muto altol bekula. You're allowed to carry inside of it. Hainami, I forgot the lishtatfu bo. Shituf over here is when all the chatzeros combine together. Even though they didn't do a shituf, mutu l'tata b'kulo, one would be allowed to carry inside of it, as we explained earlier, for those things that were found in it on Erev Shabbos. Odilmi lo damil chatzer. The chatzer is leidal mechitzos. Hai les leidal mechitzos. It's different than the courtyard, which is surrounded on four sides. Inami, there's another advantage of a chatzer. Chatzer is like diurid. Chatzer has people who live there. And in those days, the Chazon Ish says they used to use the chatzer for private things. And so therefore, it was recognizable that people live there. Hi, when it comes to a mavui, less be diurid. There aren't people that recognizably live there. Shasik. So when Rabbi Zera asked this question to Rabbi Asi, he was quiet, velo amale midi. And he didn't respond. Zimnin Ashkechet Yosef Ekamer, but there were times that he used to say, Amr Shimon Lak Shum Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Reish Lakish called the name Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Pamacha Shachachu Veloi Viyu Zemel, Meir Shabbos Viyu B'Shabbos. There was a time that was forgotten on knife, and for the Milan was brought on Shabbos. Vayadavar Kashel Chacham, Heich Manichim Divrei Chachamim, Va'osin Karebi Eliezer. How it is that they did not follow the opinion of the Chacham that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah that said that one is allowed to violate the Shabbos. Why? What was different? That Chada, number one, the Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. The Rabbi Eliezer was a Shamuti. Now, there are two different explanations of Shamuti. Number one is that the Gemara Nun Tesim, based, take a look at Rashi, describes that Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherim. Number two, the Talmud Yerushalmi says Shamuti means he was from the Talmidim of Shammai. Va'oid, another problem over here, Yachid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim, that if there's a Yachid and a Rabim, we follow the Rabim. So why over here do we follow Rabbi Eliezer and not the Chachamim? Ve'amar Rabbeishi, and Rabbeishi explained, She'ilis es Rabbi Yehuda Gozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda the Moel, the Gozer, the cutter, was an expression for what we say today, the Mila, of what exactly was the story of Pamacha Shachu V'lo Yviyu Zemel Be'er Shabbos that we saw before.
And he told me the story was like this. It was a mavoi that they didn't make the required shitufei mavos, that you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi until everybody brings together a chala, just like a ruvei chatzeros. And they brought the zemel from one end of the mavoi to the other. Amalei, they said to him, wait a second, svirle lemar, do you hold mavoi shalom nishtatfu mutu tatal bekula? That a mavoi that doesn't have a shituf, you're allowed to carry. Va'amalei. And Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeira, so that was what Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Zeira. Amalei. Rabbi Zeira said to Rabbi Asi, Va'zimnin boiminech v'lo martahachi. As we said before, Rabbi Asi didn't respond. Now he recounted this story that it's mutter. And Rabbi Zeira speculated why it is that Rabbi Asi didn't tell him that originally. And he said, Dilma agav shitvach riyitlach gemarach. Maybe it was when you were going over your limud of, you had heard from Reish Lakish, and then when you were saying over what you had learned from Reish Lakish, then you remembered. Amalei, in agav shitva rihitili Gemari. It was when I was reviewing it, then I remembered what Reb Oshia had said, and that would be a reason to be able to carry the Izema. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our daf from Kuf Lamin Amibes. We leave off about 12 lines from the bottom. Itmar Amir Rebbe Zera. We are going to continue Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. Some discussion about Shitufei Muvos and Eruv Chatzeros. We now, Be'ezer Hashem, go to the halacha section of Daf Kuf Lamid in Masechta Shabbos. Be'ezer Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamid is the custom that goes back to the Rishonim of a chasen and kala fasting on the day prior to their wedding. What does this have to do with our Gemara? Gemara on Kuf Lamid Amid Aleph discusses Ein ksuba she'ein bo ktata, that there is no ksuba, that there isn't, unfortunately, some tension. Now, for that tension, and due to that tension, writes the Mari Bruna in his Chuvas in Simen Tzadi Gimel, that to be mevatel, that negative ktata, that negative tension that exists, it could be the two sides, chas v'chalila, fighting. In such a case, to remove any kitrok, any negative components, any prosecuting angels, if you will, in the heavens. So there, that's the reason, Reis Marie Bruna, that the Chasson fasts. So that's interesting that that is one of the early Mikoros of why a Chasson fasts. What's more well known, and this is quoted in the Sefer Nite Gavriel on page 9, Nuntes, where he quotes many, many tamim for a chasen fasting on the day of his chuppah, is the Gemara Yivamos Nav Samach Gimel Mebeis that says that when a person marries a woman, his sins are atoned for, and therefore, for that reason, it's a day of Slicha and Kapara, and that is another reason for a chasen to fast. Another reason that's given is because he shouldn't be shikar, he shouldn't be intoxicated during the time of Kiddushin. Another reason that is given, by the way, that reason is brought down in the Ma'arim Mintz in Simen Kuf Tes. Another reason that is given is because just like Bnei Yisrael fasted before Matan Torah, so too Chasan and Kala are in that Madrega of Matan Torah. That's what the Ma'ari Bruna says also in that same Tshuva in Simen Sadi Gimel. Now, there might be nafkaminas in these discussions. For example, what happens if the chuppah is done at night? In other words, the day of the chuppah was, let's say, Yud Dalit, but the chuppah only takes place much later at Tesvav at night. Does the chasen and kala need to fast well into the evening as well, until the chuppah is over. So some mafarshim want to say that it depends on the svara that we had mentioned earlier. The Chochmas Adam in the new edition in Klal Kuf Chav Tes Siv Beis suggests that if the chuppah takes place well into the night, it depends on what the reason for the fast is. If the reason for the fast is that the day of the chasna is a day of slicha, so then that ends with nightfall, and then in such a case, the chasan can and kala can eat afterwards. And therefore, that means even before the chuppah. However, if the chash is shema yishtaker, that he's going to get drunk, or as the Sefer Stei Chemed points out, based on our Gemara with the Mari Bruna, that it's a zman that chas v'chalila could be a zman of ktata, and until after the chuppah, there is a kitrok of ktata, and one needs to stifle that with a zman of tainis, so then in such a case, then it would go on until the chuppah. It is important to note as we conclude this interesting topic that there are makoros, and I have spoken to Chassanim and Kalos in the past. It is very important that we do not put them through such rigors that when it comes to the wedding that they're already exhausted. The Nesiva Shalom in his commentary on Evin Ezer says that since this fast is only a minug, if the fast is difficult for them, as Anite Gavriel points out in Perikei Os Yud Aleph from the Nesiva Shalom, one could be makel and tell them that they don't have to fast. Also, in certain instances, I suggest them to fast up until mincha. Then they could say aneinu in the mincha, but there's a lot of room to be makel, and specifically if that will undermine the mitzvahs hayom and their state in building a new house together. Also, in terms of the source for a kala fasting, so the Mari Bruna, according to the Pnine Halacha of the Masifta, they claim that the Rokeach and the Mari Bruna do not suggest that the Kala fast only the Chasan. It is for this reason that there's a lot of room to even be more lenient on a kala than a chasan. The Ben Ish Chayim Parsha Shoftim Osu Gimel Stei Chemet, as well in the Mareches Chasan Kala Os Dalit, all seem to indicate that one could be lenient on the kala, and only the chasan has to fast. And it seems that there were many in certain instances that allowed for a dispensation for the kala, and let the chasan take care of the ketata. And Be'ezer Hashem, the most important thing is that the Chasan and Kala should build a special home together going into the wedding on the right foot. And we need, as Rabbeim, to do an even better job in preparing the Chasan and Kala for the appropriate Shalom Bayis. And Be'ezer Hashem, may Klal Yisrael only see Batim Shleimim.